Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King. I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program with our special guest, Randy Demain, author of Dominion Surges. Randy, it's wonderful to have you with us. You're a good friend of our ministry. We love you. We love the God you represent.
Amen.
And we love your message.
Amen.
And this subject, Dominion Surges, is so important for believers to grasp and get a hold of. And I love your subtitle. It says, Prayers, Proclamations, and Decrees for Breakthrough in Your Life, Cities, and Nations.
Right.
And, you know, when Jesus came, he came to give us dominion, not only for our own life and our sphere of influence, but also for regions, for cities, for nations, for
right.
even whole continents.
Right.
And you definitely have a... you know, you have a grasp on that. In fact, you had a visitation from the Lord concerning an angel called Breakthrough.
Yes.
And you might want to touch on that, but share from your heart mm-hmm. in regards to Dominion Surges.
All right. Well, I have always watched Christians come up to some level of existence in Christ or some level of truth, but never fully coming all the way in. In other words, we read the Bible. We read about the miracles, signs, and wonders. We read about God's goodness, about his desire to daily load us with benefits, about all the goodness of God in the land of the living. And we see so many places where God, in fact, it says Christ always leads us in triumph. But I see so many Christians not living in that place. And as I begin to pray about that and think about that, I just realize that a lot of folks, good, solid Christian folks, are kind of stuck somewhere
right.
in their life. And so Dominion Surges came about after, of course, prayer and visiting with the Lord. But I wanted believers to have a tool that they could put in their hands and that they could read and apply and move them spiritually from where they are to the next level, to the next level, until they come into the place where God wants them to be. And then out of that place will come fruitfulness. So that was my desire.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you do Dominion Surges, like conferences or events.
Yeah.
What does one of those look like?
Oh, they're quite exciting. We've done them around the country now, and we did the first one at the church that I planted years ago in Redmond, Oregon, and we began to release the weapons of the Lord in there, and one of the weapons of the Lord is thunder and lightning. Now, it was in the early spring, I believe, or maybe midsummer, but it was a clear day in Redmond, Oregon, and we got together, and we began to get the worship going and the praise going. We got into that quite some distance, and then I did a little teaching on what a Dominion Surge is, and then we activated it with myself and the people that were there. And
well, let's, before we finish the story,
mm-hmm. yeah.
let's tell our audience, okay, what is a Dominion Surge?
Oh,
just like what you said in that meeting
right.
there. What is it?
A Dominion Surge is taking the power of the Holy Spirit in us and connecting that with the Word of God, with the prophetic flow, with the kingly and priestly anointing. You put all those things together and you begin to release the Word of God, and it is a powerful force of the Word of God impregnated by the Holy Spirit with kingly authority, priestly authority,
Woo!
Prophetic authority. And it just is like a total nuclear bomb
Amen.
Going off in the camp of the enemy, and it just blows them out. So
well,
you can
I can
move
feel
forward.
The faith in that. That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
So you shared with this whole room full of people what a Dominion Surge was.
Yes.
And then?
And then we began to do it. And we have watched this happen over and over and over, and I'll share some more stories about the fruit, but this is what happened. That night when we began to release the thunder, lightning, and some of the other weapons of the Lord, that night there was a record recorded by the folks that do that, you know, the national folks that do that, a record number of lightning strikes over all the period of time in our state in Redmond, Oregon. And so it's like God was echoing from heaven saying, that's right, you're doing the right thing. Now you're going to declare it. Heaven is voice activated. See what happens.
Well, you know, sometimes when you lay hold of something in the spirit,
yeah.
it is confirmed by a natural event because it's almost like the natural comes in line with the spirit. We've had it also
yeah.
in meetings and that where we've decreed certain things like the winds of God
yes.
or the fire of God, and all of a sudden winds will come up
yeah.
or fires break out in different parts of the country. We think, well, that was strange because God just had us proclaim these things, and then all of a sudden it's confirmed.
It's amazing when we sing the song, Let It Rain, you know how we sing that song, mm-hmm. It's a fairly popular song. And I'm always amazed when Christians walk outside and they go, oh, it's raining. It's like, well, you just sang about it for
exactly.
30 minutes. So, you know, it happens.
And it's like the earth bows to that proclamation.
It does. It does. We have such authority in the realm of the Spirit, and our words carry such weight. And, you know, life or death is in the power of the tongue. So what we say really, really matters. And as we discover in the Scriptures that angels are actually assigned to the Word of God and to our words mm-hmm. as we speak the Word of God, there is a spiritual transaction that takes place every time we prophesy and decree and release the Word of the Lord in the atmosphere, in
wow.
the environment where we are.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned in your book, right in Genesis, I mean, God gave man dominion.
Yes.
So we have been given dominion to rule over the earthly realm.
Yes.
And Jesus said, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me.
Yes.
Go ye therefore. And we can start with our own property even. I love
yes.
going out into our property and blessing it. I remember when we first moved into the house that we're in now,
yeah.
we had Jason Westerfield out
yes.
and we asked him to prophesy over
oh, yeah.
the yard and that. So he did, and the winds came. And he was saying, yeah, just command fruitfulness in your yard. So we did. We just every day got out there and commanded fruitfulness in the yard. Say, be fruitful, multiply.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden birds, like
yeah.
birds were coming every
yes.
day. Into our yard, no other yard. They were just flying into our yard. They seemed to like it,
yes.
seemed to feel like home for them. So there was
yes.
just a sign of favor from even creation itself.
Mm-hmm.
But then the fruit on our trees and all of our plants grew. Like, we have this tiny little palm tree that we planted, and within a year it just took off and grew up to about 12 feet tall. And it's like it just everything flourished. Our lemon tree flourished, you know, trees that were half
yes.
dead when we moved in, they just flourished.
Yeah.
And I believe it was because we proclaimed it with authority. So if you can do that over your own property, you can also do it over regions.
You can do regions, you can do cities,
mm-hmm.
over neighborhoods. We actually took a dominion surge and we went down to some property in our city. And this property was slated for destruction and demolition. And on this property, there were a number of fruit trees that had been there for years and years, and they were nearly dead. And so we went to this place, and we began to decree the word of the Lord about the fruitfulness, about the blessing of the Lord. Right next door, by the way, was was one of the centers for abortion, which was very sad. So we thought, well, we're right here blessing this land. Let's just go over here and we'll do a decree to take down this abortion clinic and to raise up the purposes of God. We came back 1 year later, and all of those trees had the greatest fruitful season that they, I mean, there's fruit all over the trees. And the city didn't take the trees out. They built planters around them to retain them because they came back to life. The abortion clinic that was there was removed, and in its place came a feeding and clothing center for the disenfranchised in the city.
Wow.
That's what these things will do. It's amazing.
Oh, I
yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And of course, we're not, you know, going around, you know, cursing things wrongly.
No.
It's like
no.
in God's word, we're not allowed to take the lives of babies,
right.
you know. And so,
right.
of course, that's not something we want in a city or pornography shops and that. In our little community that we
mm-hmm.
live in, that's just south of Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
It was a new community when we moved out here. And so God said, I want my people to have dominion
yes.
over this community. You watch over it.
Yes.
So we have actual teams of intercessors that go out every single week, every Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the gates of the city, all the strategic locations, and they bless
yes.
the city. We've had someone prayer walk the entire city. Every new development gets prayed for, all the schools, everything.
Wonderful.
And it's like it's taking the dominion and making the proclamation of the Lord over communities.
Well, the Bible says in Psalms 119 that the word of the Lord is forever established in heaven, so it becomes our responsibility to establish his word in the earth. And so we take the prayers, the proclamations, and decrees of God, and when you speak them into our realm of authority, there is a manifestation of what we speak. And it's not, you know, mystical, it's just the
mm-hmm.
reality of what we have as our inheritance and our ability in the Lord. And God wants us to be fruitful and multiply. If you live south of Phoenix, that's where God wants you to have your greatest endeavor, your greatest fruitfulness. It's not a place to struggle or exist. It's a place where God has put
right.
you to flourish.
Right.
And so wherever you are, when you bring these dominion surge prayers, proclamations, and decrees, you're actually activating the Word of God in that place. So mm-hmm. as David said, my lot and line has fell to me in pleasant places, Psalm 16:5. Yeah. And look, I became, you know, all that God wanted me to be. And so
right.
these really help believers to declare the Word of God and to experience firsthand the reality of the power of God's Word and His presence to cause them to be fruitful, multiply, mm-hmm. fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion.
Let me ask you what you think about this just okay. before we take a break. I have a friend who's very prophetic. He's a seer.
Yeah.
And he receives a lot of revelation from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that even if there's, let's say, for an example, an oil well
okay.
that God wants to open up on your property, but let's uh-huh. say there's no sign of oil there,
okay.
that if you take the dominion and you work with God on this, and of course, I think, you know, you'd have to get a witness from the Lord on this,
right.
but you could call forth, because of the level of dominion that we have,
right.
that you could call forth the oil to find its way into your own property. What do you think of that?
I think that's just something that we have the right and the inheritance and the ability to do. God calls us to command things that are not as though they are, and so we can certainly do that.
So in a place of drought, you can call forth water to
yeah.
open up.
Yes.
If there's gold needed in your area, you can call forth angels maybe to go bring gold or diamonds or oil or whatever.
Yes.
What a fun thought. Why don't you think about that as we take this break right now of what it would be like if you operate in kingdom authority, working with Jesus in the blessing of God to call forth blessings, to call forth things that are not as though they are, releasing the lightnings of God, the thunders of mm-hmm. God, the glory of God mm-hmm. into your sphere of influence. Why not dream for a little while of what that might look like for you? We'll be right back.
Become a Breaker Team partner today for a generous commitment of $30 a month or more. Go online to xpmedia.com.
Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.
Well, welcome back. And have you been dreaming a little bit about what it might look like if you operate in the fullness of the dominion that Jesus has given you to operate in the earth, and how you could call forth those things that are not as though they are, calling things into being that never existed before? Have you dreamt a little bit? So, Randy, what do you think of all that?
I think it's one of the most exciting things we have as believers. I mean, how good is our God that He would give us the ability to be like Him and to step in that place where He wants us to rule and reign. He's the King of Kings, but He has a whole society of kings under Him. That's why He's called the King of Kings. So
Amen.
Kings rule by their word.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day we're allowed to call things into kingly alignment, and we're also priests unto God. So we have that priestly anointing upon us and sons. And so God wants us to speak. That's how He rules His kingdom, and so that's how He'd have us to rule ours.
And it says in the scripture that ye are God, speaking of
yeah.
us, which is little
yeah.
g,
yeah.
but it's little Elohims, like
yes.
because we're created in
yeah.
his likeness, so that
yes.
we create, we yeah. co-create with
yeah.
Him. And I think, I mean, what a partnership, what a beautiful way to live your life in partnership with God.
Yes.
But we also want to talk about partnerships or alliances
yes.
that God would call, because two is better than one. You know, if
mm-hmm.
one can put 1,000 to
mm-hmm.
flight, two can put 10,000.
Yes.
And there's synergistic influences when we come together with other believers
right.
who believe the same. So can you share a little bit about that?
I can. Really, if you think about when Moses brought the children of Israel out of the Egypt, he brought them into a promised land. And Joshua actually is the one that took them in. But when they came in, they had an incomplete conquest. They didn't get established fully. In other words, they were in the land, but there were still enemies in the land. That was not God's best. And so this generation that's coming, who I really wrote this book for, I call them an apostolic generation because they're not going to settle for an incomplete conquest. In other words, there is a generation that's going to have complete conquest. And so I believe that what we're going to see is that there's going to begin to be alliances for conquest. In other words, individuals can exercise this dominion authority and have, you know, their inheritance. But there's the bigger picture is the kingdom of God. And so we're talking about people coming in with a kingdom mindset mm-hmm. instead of as just me, mine, and mine, you know, building their own kingdom. So it's bigger. And we find that in the book of Judges particularly, we find that when the tribes ask the Lord, how do we go in and take the land? There's still giants here. There's still, you know, enemies in the land. We're in the land, but we really don't have free reign. We're really not having all that you want us to have here. And so God says this. He says, I want Judah to go first. That's his strategy. And Judah, we know, means praise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in these dominion surges, we see right away that one of the primary weapons is not just the word, but it's in a praise form. And so praise goes first. That's God's idea.
I know that sometimes just in my personal life, mm-hmm. if I'm under warfare, and you can feel it. When you're under warfare, you can feel it because there's this oppression
yes.
that hits you where you don't feel your freedom to move forward, or it might strike you in a specific area. But praise mm-hmm. is amazing. If you start rising up in praise, praise you, Jesus. I thank you for your victory. I thank you for your awesomeness. You are mighty. You are all powerful. There is nothing too hard for you. You are greater than this battle, and start to praise him.
Yes.
It's like, talk about dominion search.
Oh, yes.
The heaven opens up and alignments yes. take place.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between praise and worship, you know. Mm-hmm. The worship is wonderful. It bows and sits at the feet of Jesus. But praise, the Bible says, that's what he is enthroned on. So mm-hmm. when you go into praise, you actually have the presence of the king and his kingdom come to where you are. And that alone will displace, you know, so many things because the king comes. And when the king
right.
comes, everything that's not kingdom-like gets dispersed or becomes kingdom-like, right? So praise is powerful. So God says praise is going to go first into the land because I've given the enemy into his hand. And if you look at the name of Judah and the whole meaning of praise from the father's blessing, it means the hand upon the neck of the enemy. It means that the scepter will be in his hands, that the lawgiver. It's all there. It's a wonderful mm-hmm. picture. But Judah does something really interesting. He says, okay, the plan is for me to go, but he says, I'm going to ask my brother Simeon to go with me. And so we begin to see that God's working out an alliance or a joining together for conquest instead of just one.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at the name Simeon, it's an interesting name. It means heard in the context of intercession heard. His mother prayed, God, I want a son. Intercession was heard, so he named him Simeon. So what we find then is when we want to go in the land and fully occupy it, maybe we've been trying on ourselves and can't get there fully. And so God's saying, let's have alliance of the tribes or alliance of ministries or alliance
right.
of churches and join them together. So let's join praise and intercession together. And so now we see we have praise and intercession joined together. And when that comes together with a music backing, there
wow.
begins to be a proclamation and a decree.
Well, isn't that interesting? And I mean, just as a prophetic picture, we know mm-hmm. that Mike Bickle and IHOP
yes.
for years had
yes.
been doing harp and bowl, which was worship and intercession combined.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, really forging trails for the glory of God. In
yes.
the spirit, it was clearing so much. We just love that ministry and what they're doing.
Sure.
And then Lou Engle, who was the founder of The Calls, which were solemn assemblies and
right.
radical alignment,
yes.
repentance and prayers. So he went then and joined in Kansas City, and all mm. of a sudden outpouring results,
yes.
a dominion surge.
Yes.
Now, there's already surges in their own individual arenas, but when they came together, everything intensified and opened up the heavens to a whole new realm for the body. And I think that more of those kinds of alliances are going to be happening in this day where we will see, you know, pockets of dominion release. And I mean, of course, with what's happened in Kansas City, it's global. It's I mean, media got hold of it, opened it up for the nations. That's the beauty of media today. When it's used properly, it can infect with a righteous infection through viral, you know, spreading of the good news. And it's remarkable, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I think that's a very good example that you brought up. And I have been also impressed by the Lord to affirm that the soaking or that worship is good, because those who know their God will do great exploits. So there's that benefit of that. There's the benefit also of the alliances, because I really feel like we're shifting a little bit from the soaking into surging, from worship into warring. And so I believe we're in a time of a shift, and part of my voice is to say, I affirm what's been going on there, but now you see when there's allegiance as it moves you to another place. And so you not only have your impact, but then you have the combined impact. Mm-hmm. And so why soaking is wonderful, I'm suggesting that out of that soaking there comes an arising into a place of surging or praise, because that's what God inhabits.
Right.
And out of a place of worship, which we bow, but then when you get into warfare, then you actually arise and begin to declare. And so we're seeing the effects of that and the shift that's coming to the body of Christ.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you've got the praise, you've got the prayer.
Yeah.
Got the warring. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you see combining?
Well, if you think about when Moses came out and was about to come to the Promised Land, right away Amalek, unwarranted attack. Amalek comes out against him, and he's fighting him. And so what happens is that Moses sends Joshua out into the battlefield, right? And so as long as Moses was up on the hill, we know, with the rod of God, as long as he could hold it up, there was victory. But when Moses got tired, guess what happened? He put the rod of God down, and then Joshua felt the turn in the battle, and Joshua began to be defeated. But then all of a sudden, along comes Aaron and Hur. And so they come alongside Moses, alliance for conquest. And so they begin to add their anointing. Aaron would be the priestly anointing, and Hur would be the worship anointing, to Moses a prophetic anointing. And so when you combine that kingly, priestly, prophetic anointing together and raise it up, then Joshua prevailed. And so I think it's just a really good picture for
prophets,
us.
Prophets, priests, and kings making alliances together in the body of Christ, the intercessors, the prophetic company, and the apostolic company together to really release the kingdom of God.
It's true. And the amazing thing about this book is that you can take that into your unique place where you live, your geographical location. The prayers in here are made for mountains or deserts or valleys. And what they do is they take the Word of God, these are all scriptural declarations and decrees, and it opens them up to where you're actually declaring the Word of God. It's not a presumption thing, it's the Word.
Right.
And so people that have not known how to go forward, it actually puts the Word in them.
Exactly.
They speak it out of their mouth, their spirit gets witness, they release it, and it draws them into a whole other, I believe, depth of revelation of who God is and who they are in Him. And begins to release the greater purposes of God.
We live in a desert, and you've got some great decrees here for the desert.
Sure.
So those scriptures are very powerful for our region, but you've got them for mountains and plains and all kinds of different geographical terrain.
Yes.
And it's the Word of God, so God's got a word for every region. And He has a word for you, for your region, for your personal life, for your household, for your sphere of influence, for your business place. You can release the dominion of the kingdom of God in your sphere of influence. You were made in Christ to be a prophetic voice, a priestly element to stand in the gap, and a king to execute His power. That's right. Jesus Christ, prophet, priest, and king, lives inside of you. God is looking for a people who will rise up. In fact, all of creation is groaning so that the sons of God would be made manifest and glorify this dominion in the earth. He's looking for you. Will you say, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? I highly recommend Randy's book, Dominion Surges. It's a great tool, not only for teaching, instruction, but for testimony. And it has practical decrees in it that you can make to secure your victory, your empowerment in the Spirit. Why don't you go online today and order Dominion Surges? Make it part of your library. Make it part of your life.
Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.
And so, Lord, I release your glory on my new friend.
Oh.